Hello, Roy. My name is Judith, and you left a note on my car about dinging my car, and I really appreciate the fact that you did that. So my cell phone is the one that I'm calling on, and it's 734, and if you would call me, I would appreciate that. And thank you very much for leaving me the note. Bye. Hello?
Hi, Judith.
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I left that note on your car.
Oh, you're the young man. Oh, thank you so much, Roy. Yeah. I did call you. Yes, of course.
Yep.
Yes, you have my phone.
That was me. Yep.
Yes, that was you. You're so sweet.
I know. Thank you so much. I sure am.
But I have to say, I don't know where you dinged me.
I don't know if, I don't know if ding's the right word. It was your lug nuts. Because I was putting your tire back on.
Oh, my lug. You were doing what?
I was putting your tire back on, and my tire iron, it's, I think your lug nuts are metric, you know, and my tire iron's not, so it kind of stripped the lug.
Why were you doing this?
Well, I put, just so, you know, I didn't want to leave your tire off the car.
Why was my tire off the car?
I was, my friend, we were walking by, my friend bet me that I couldn't change your tire within 5 minutes. You know, take it off.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding.
And I won $20.
This is the strangest story I have ever heard. I have never heard a story like this.
Really?
Wow. Why would your friend want to give that kind of a dare?
We were really drunk and we were just walking by and he's like, "You couldn't change that tire in 5 minutes." I'm just like, oh yeah.
And you just happened to have a lug. You just happened to have a lug.
Well, my car was parked next to you, but I did have to get in your car and get the jack out.
You're putting me on.
No, because my jack wouldn't work with your car. It's completely different. It just wouldn't work. It would have like pulled.
How'd you get in my car?
I used a Slim Jim. It's a tool that you know.
All right. This is a joke, right?
No, ma'am. I was just, I don't know. I just, when I did the tire iron thing, it's totally stripped the lug nuts. You'll see if you look. It's on the back.
So what do I have to do to do that?
I think it's
get me new lug nuts?
No, I think it's just stuck on there forever. I don't think it's ever going to come off again. So.
I won't worry about it.
Yeah, just try not to get.
So how old are you and your friend?
I'm 42 and he's 38.
So you're both infants.
We're not infants. What the fuck?
I'm 77.
Oh, my God. You're so old.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, try to never get a flat tire ever again, because if you do, it's just going to be stuck on there.
So which tire is it?
It's the back driver's side tire.
The back driver's side tire.
Yeah, you might want to just sell your car and get a new one to be safe.
I doubt it.
What do you mean you doubt it?
I'll take it to the tire place and I'll have them fix it and I'll send you the bill.
Oh, no. Well, okay, yeah, that'd be fine, I guess. But maybe your tire iron would work.
Maybe. Well, I'm still not going to do it. I'm 77 years old.
Oh, you can do it. I have faith in you.
I don't think I want to do that. But I think it's a very strange story that you're telling
me. Okay. Well, I did win $20, so I can't afford a new lug nut, if that's what you have to do.
Okay. I will let you know.
Okay, so you're going to take it to a garage then?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I have to take it to tire place right on Washington.
Okay. Well, you probably shouldn't do that because I'm just kidding. I didn't touch your tire.
I had a feeling this is a story.
You no.
What did you touch?
Well, no, I didn't touch anything. A listener of ours just left the note. I'm with the radio station, the Wacky Morning Show, the Skippy and Dippy Show, and you've been butt slammed.
Ding, timba. Roy's the man. Man with a cacti touch. He'll strip your lug nuts. Such a phone loser. That is you. Sorry about that, dear. But don't you read.
I kind of hard to believe you'd be after my bloodnut. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
Is
or was a asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
December. Pretty girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for September 17th, 2017. This is the 396th episode, and it's sponsored by Toiny Toiny over on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. We're going to do a few brand new Cardane calls today, but first we've got a few announcements and stuff. The first announcement involves PLA ringtones that I've put together. A couple of years ago, I guess it was, I mentioned the Merlin ringtones that I had. And I think you guys heard my phone ringing while I was doing a show or something. And ever since then, people have been asking me for these Merlin ringtones that I tracked down on the internet to put on my phone. Like, somebody will ask me for these ringtones at least two or three times a year, and I will send them to them. But I put together a collection of ringtones for you all to download. And they're all PLA-related ringtones. I don't know how I got off on the Merlin tangent, but I'm actually talking more about PLA ringtones, but I'm throwing the Merlin stuff in there too. And I guess I should play a few of these so you guys know what I'm talking about. These would be PLA-related MP3 files for you to put on your cell phone. Like, for example, this Redbox ringtone. Whenever your phone rings, instead of, you know, a ringing sound, you hear Redbox tones. Because everybody knows what Redbox tones are these days. And then for some reason I threw this one in there. This is some GSM buzz. That's what you want to sound when your phone rings. I've got that one, a disconnected tone. There's a dime tone. This is a Redbox tone, but it's just a dime tone. It sounds like that. And that's what I use for my texting tone on my own cell phone. And what else do we have here? We have the Chili Pepper Prison.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy.
Wouldn't you want that to sound on your phone when you're out in public and your phone rings? Don't you want everyone around you to think that someone's calling you from the prison? These ringtones are fun. And here's one of my favorite. It's called silence.mp3. Isn't that nice? That's 5 seconds of silence. And that's what my default ringtone on my cell phone is. So if anyone who's not in my address book calls me, I just hear nothing. It's just silence. Since for some reason, on Android, you can't seem to make your default ringtone be silence. So this is our little loophole. Then, of course, there's the Merlin directory. These are the Merlin ringtones. That's one of them. There's another one. They all sound basically the same. There's 8 of those, and then I put a directory in here called Roycipients, and it's just a few of the clips from phone calls in the past, like this one.
That is this cocksucker.
And this one.
I think this call is a hoax.
You know, just a bunch
of... I'll slap the shit out of you. Why'd you call my goddamn phone?
You know, a bunch of random clips about why are you calling my cell phone. Perfect ringtones for your payphone.
Look, you jagoff, get off the phone.
This is a crank call. Goodbye.
Yep, everybody's going to want these on their phones. So look in the show notes over on phonelosers.org, the show notes for this episode, episode 396, and I will have a link in there to these ringtones. It's a zip file that you can download and put the directories on your phone, and you have a bunch of new ringtones. For when people call you, like this one.
This is the weirdest phone call I've ever received in my life.
Don't you want to hear that every time your phone rings? Instead of a Merlin tone?
You know what? I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.
These are awesome. Who wouldn't want these? So go check out phonelosers.org, look in the show notes, download the ringtones. While the link is still good, you know me, before long the link is going to be broken.
In other really important news, I've got the Shoutcast stream working again. I know I say this every few months, and it works for a while, and then it just stops working, and I can never figure out why. But for real this time, I've been in touch with the Shoutcast people, and I got them to upgrade the stream to version 2. Apparently, I've been using version 1 this whole time. I didn't even know that. And I guess large MP3s tend to crash version 1. So we're using Shoutcast version 2 now. Yay, welcome to the early 2000s, I guess, whenever that stuff came out. And what this means is that the Shoutcast stream is working again. It's playing a bunch of old Snowplow shows and phone shows. I need to work on the playlists a little bit because it seems to favor phone shows over the Snowplow show. And we can't have that. We want it to play mostly the Snowplow show. Who cares about that old stuff? If you want to listen to the PLA's 24-hour radio stream, though, it's on phonelosers.org. Just look up in the right sidebar. It'll tell you how many people are listening and what is currently playing. It looks like right now they're playing an episode of the phone show.
Here, what?
Are we on speakerphone? In.
Yeah, you guys are on speakerphone right now.
Oh, my God. This sounds boring.
Yeah, we're having a party.
Yeah, sounds like a real good time over there on the PLA Shoutcast stream. Go have a listen over at the website.
One time, she stuck a green bean in her ear and had to go to the hospital. Well, she's always got a thing about her weight. You know, for her first Halloween, she was a bunny. Oh, she looks so cute.
Mom, is that Grandma?
No, some boy named Jason from your school.
With Smart Ring from GTE, your phone can tell you who a call is for before you pick it up. One ring for you and another for the kids.
So Sunshine and I did some carding calls earlier today. It's kind of later in the day on Sunday right now, and I'm doing my editing. And it looks like I have about a 90-minute file here, but I'm going to be editing it way down because I know a lot of people didn't answer, and some of them didn't work out. So here are a few calls that Sunshine and I did earlier today. And oh yeah, you might not know what I'm talking about. This is Ding Timber, everyone. You all know what Ding Timber is, right? Well, if you don't, I'm going to tell you. Ding Timber is the month where my listeners go out and leave notes on cars that say, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call back. My phone number is 626-269-8976. And you sign the note as Roy. And this causes people to call into a voicemail that various hosts of various prank call shows can check. And then they call those people back and say wacky things to them. And everyone gets a fun story out of it. This past week has been pretty fun. Laugh Track Matt did some of the calls on Tuesday, I think it was. And then on Friday, both XYZ and Carlito, they both went on the air separately on different shows, and they did carding calls. Carlito got through to a lot more than XYZ did. But they were both fun to listen to. Everyone should go track those shows down if you haven't heard them yet. By the way, Carlito, he's getting his website all set up again, I'm told. He's, like, getting his podcast feed updated. Over on madhouselive.com, it seems like he's starting to update the site and get the feeds working and everything again. Just like the good old days, it looks like the latest one on there right now is from July 3rd, 2017. So he's really getting things updated. It seems like he's been kind of way behind over the past year or so. If you want to visit the Madhouse site, it's madhouselive.com. And you can hear XYZ's show from Friday. It's on xyzshow.xyz. And the Party Time show, it's over on prankcallnation.com. Go to those websites if you want to hear more carding calls from this past week. Here's some calls that Sunshine and I did. We called every single number on the list, but only a few of them answered. Here they are.
Hi, this is Roy. My name is Judy. You left a note. Could you please give me a call? 414. Thank you, and have a good day. Hello?
Hi, Judy.
Yes, is this Roy?
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Hi, we've been trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, we tried to call back, and I don't know, because of Irma, I think our phone was dead.
Okay, all right, well, thank you for calling me back.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was a little, the problem we have is we just got that truck back, and that's a brand spanking new bumper we just had put onto it.
Oh, my goodness.
So now, are you from California?
Oh, yeah. I'm born and raised in California, but now I live around here.
Okay, so where did this happen?
It was right on the roof. You know, like, did you look on the roof of it, of the car?
No. Now, where were you? Where did the accident actually happen?
I think it was in a parking lot, wasn't it?
At our witch apartment?
I think that maybe. I don't know. We were out just walking around.
Okay, and so then how did I mean, when the accident happened, how did it happen, though? That's what we're kind of confused about.
Well, we were on our lunch break, my brother and I.
Oh.
And
okay, so where do you work for a company here?
Yeah, for the boxing company.
The boxing company.
Yeah, the boxing
company. And where is that?
It's kind of near
the... What is a boxing company?
It's near the Walmart.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, so you were in our parking lot, and that's how the accident... So what? Can I get your last name at all? Because, like I said, we've been trying to call you and find out what we can do, and...
Yeah, we were sitting up on the roof of your car playing a game of Monopoly.
Why were you sitting up on my truck playing a game of Monopoly?
Well, we were on our lunch break, and, you know, we just like to... it's kind of our thing. We like to sit on top of a car and eat some lunch and play some Monopoly.
Okay. And so your name is Roy. What is your last name?
It's Gerbel. But I kept getting angry because he kept winning. He kept buying properties from me, and I was like banging my fist on the roof. And you know that kept.
Okay. So where are you? So can I get your last name?
Yeah, it's Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
So that's how the dents got in the roof, because I kept banging my fist on the roof in anger.
Okay, so how did you... Okay, so can I get... How do you spell that?
Buying up all the railroads. It's G-H-E-R...
G-H?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep, B-I-L-L-E.
Okay, and you said you work for the boxing company next to the Walmart in Muskego?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You don't need to worry about that, where we work.
Okay, all right. All right, so how do you have, like, an address for me, or how can we take care of that?
Well, I don't know. Did you see the dents in the top of the roof where I was pounding my fist in anger because he kept buying up all the railroads?
No. We just saw the note on there that there was a ding on our truck.
Yeah, a ding right
in
the roof.
So that's where we were...
A fist-shaped
ding.
So
that's where we're... Yeah. So do you... So this phone number, you're not in California now. You're in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm currently in Wisconsin. I'm thinking about hitting the road soon. Just get away from some problems I've been having.
Okay, so now when you work for the boxing company, they employ you there by the Walmart there. And what is this boxing company called?
Oh, why are you so interested in where I work? That's so weird.
Well, I'm just interested to find out how we can take care of this because you damaged my vehicle and I want to try and see what
that
I have to do to take care of it.
Well, how big is the dent on the roof? Did you see it? Did you look?
No, like I said, I'm in Wisconsin Dells at this point, and it's actually my bumper got damaged. So that's why we're trying to figure out how my bumper...
That's weird. Yeah, I don't even own a car.
Yeah.
Well, no, we climbed up. Was it the front bumper or the back bumper?
My back bumper.
Okay, because we climbed up from the front, because we climbed up onto the hood, walked up on the windshield, and sat down on the roof.
So we didn't
touch the back bumper. And then to get down, we just jumped right off, you know, just straight to the ground.
Okay. So you guys deliver to the apartments there. You deliver boxes?
No.
Fix the roof?
We make boxes. Fix the roof? What are you talking about fixing the roof?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why you were at my apartment.
Oh, we were just walking around on our lunch break and stuff, and we're like, this looks like
How
a good place.
How are you place. Walking around there? That's really far from anything.
This is our lunch break. We took the bus.
There is no bus that goes there, though, dear.
Do you take the bus? I don't think so. You have a car, so you don't know the bus routes.
No, I don't have a bus, but I mean, I know because Janesville Road does not have a bus that goes down it. There's no, like, bus stop.
Maybe
there.
You're just never home. Anyway, I didn't say it came down that road.
Well,
I said
we are.
We took a bus
home.
Nearby.
I'm home because my truck was there.
Yeah, but look, it doesn't matter. You don't need to worry about how we got there. We were just there. We had the Monopoly game. We sat on your roof and we ate lunch while we played a game.
Okay, so how do you want to take care of all this?
And I got mad. I kept pounding the roof in anger because I suck at Monopoly. I can never beat my brother,
okay,
you know?
Okay, so my question is how are we taking care of this?
Well, how bad's the damage? Did you look on the roof yet?
Well, they said I had an accident done on my vehicle, and they said the damage you did was $500. So,
but that's for the bumper.
I mean, I can send it to you. I just don't. I can't get up on here.
That's for the.
I'm at a.
Just climb up from the front,
like
get up on the hood and then walk up the windshield.
It was not the hood that you hit. You guys somehow or another hit my bumper.
Oh, no, we didn't touch the bumper. We walked up the hood. Look on the hood for our shoe prints and the windshield. There's shoe prints. You'll see.
No, because there's no...
But do you see where I dented the roof, or did it pop back up and it's gone now?
Well, there is not a dent on my roof. Like I said, there is a dent on my bumper.
Yeah, we didn't touch the bumper.
So,
we came up the front bumper. We walked up the hood, and we stepped up on the windshield.
This is just weird why somebody would even walk. I mean, would you have people walk on your top of your car if you had?
I don't have a car. No, I don't have a car. I take the bus,
know,
I walk, I bike
that
a lot.
That's kind of weird. Don't you think it's kind of weird that... You would just go up on somebody's vehicle?
No, it's not that weird.
It's not your vehicle?
It's not like it was a soft top or anything. It's not going to cave in.
Yes, it does. It does matter because I would never do that to somebody.
Normally, it wouldn't be a problem, but I just kept getting so angry because my brother was buying up all the railroads. And I kept pounding the roof.
I'm not sure how much I'm believing or understanding this. You really got me totally baffled and confused. Because, we thought it happened at the Walmart, because when we came out and that's when we saw. What day did you actually do this on?
Oh, I don't remember. This is like last week. And, I mean, the amount...
Was it a Sunday? Was it a Monday?
Oh, ma'am, you just don't understand. The amount of weed that I've smoked between now and back then is astronomical.
I'm sorry, I'm at a... I do festivals for a living.
You're what?
I said I do festivals for a living.
Oh, fancy.
And so that's where we're at this point. So my question is why? What are you calling me in regards to? Are you willing to take care of the dent?
You said there's no dent up on the roof. You just looked and there's no dent. Maybe it pops back out.
I'm not sure how much I'm believing this, because when you put down that you did a ding in my car... There was a dent in the back of my fender.
Yeah, but how would I do that? Like, I don't even own a car.
Back something into it? Maybe your boxing truck that you are driving,
No, we don't have trucks.
You have to drive somehow if you're with a company.
No, we don't. They don't give us a company car. We just make boxes. So, we make cardboard boxes, and they pick them up on semi-trailers. We're not going around delivering cardboard boxes to people.
I'm totally kind of confused. And is this like a throwaway phone? It's not a normal.
Oh no, it's not.
This is not a normal cell phone number.
Yeah, no, this is my cell phone number. It's Boost Mobile.
It's what? I'm sorry.
It's Boost Mobile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's my burner phone.
But it's out of California.
Yeah, because I used to live there.
Oh, okay.
I moved here from California.
Oh, so you live here now?
Yeah.
Okay, so can I check, where do you live at this moment?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Or you don't know. You don't know where you live.
Well, you know, what do you need to know that for? You said there's not even any damage. You said it's fine. It popped.
There is a dent in my. There's a dent in my in my back end.
That's hot.
Okay. Alrighty, right. Well, I'm. Thank you for calling me back. I'm not sure how we can take care of this.
Well,
you know,
it
since
seems
you're
like
not really kind of giving me really any real information.
I don't see how it's my problem, because we didn't touch the back bumper. We climbed up on the
well,
head,
what your story is
windshield.
Not making sense here, because you put a note on my car and then I have a dent in the back of my bumper.
Maybe you just
so
never noticed it.
So that doesn't make sense if you're saying you were on top of my roof.
Maybe you never noticed
it. Why someone would be sitting and playing Monopoly on top of my truck when my husband was actually home at that time, and he came out to put stuff in the truck. That truck was not sitting there more than a half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay,
and
look.
Then he left to go pick our daughter up from school at Carroll. So your story is not making sense to me, is what I'm confused. Can you understand
ma'am.
Where I'm coming from?
Ma'am.
I'm totally confused how you could sit up on my roof of my truck and do it. So you're saying this happened on Monday?
When he came, no, I never said that. I said, I don't know.
Well, because it had either happened on Sunday or Monday.
Look, I don't know days. All I know is it's
2017, man. You work at the box place on a Sunday?
Why wouldn't the box place be open on a Sunday? It's not a church.
Well, you're just telling me you don't remember the day. And we got your note. We saw your note on Monday evening.
Look, when your husband came out, he didn't see us up on the roof, and we just stood real still.
No, he would have saw you. He would have saw you up on top of the roof.
He's sat still.
He's 6'4".
No, we sat perfectly still. We didn't move a muscle, and he just
you could see my husband is like as tall as the truck. He would have noticed people sitting on our truck.
He was just looking at his phone, messing with his keys. We just held our breath.
No. He wasn't. He was putting stuff in and out of. He was going to put stuff in and out of our truck.
We held our breath.
What you're telling me is not making sense.
We held our breath.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm kind of confused. I don't know why you're calling me back. Thank you for calling me back, but you're just confusing me even more.
There's
not much I can do.
It confuses you.
A friend of mine is like, she'll just bump it out since we. Yeah, we've already called the police the day because we thought it. We gave a police report because we're like, well, we don't know where it happened. It's a hit and run type of thing. So
no, it's not a hit and run because that would mean I didn't leave a note. Durr.
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. I gotta go. I have customers coming. So like I said,
that's gross. Tell them to keep that in the bedroom. Jesus Christ! Holy shit.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your understanding and totally believing me that I didn't back in.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm just calling because you left a note on my car saying that you dinged the back of it. I live in townhouse apartments. I'm not sure if you live here as well or if you were
la-di-da.
But sorry, townhouse. I didn't call yesterday. I was just had a very busy day. But anyway, yeah, if you'll just call me back and we can, talk about how to proceed forward. I'm not mad. It really isn't that bad.
She's not mad.
Yeah, just give me a call when I have a chance. Again, my name is Rachel.
And we'll change that.
My number is 704. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh, she's so nice. Okay, here you go. Have fun.
Hello?
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Awesome. Are you having a good weekend? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I don't know why you hung up on me. I'm returning your call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Roy. I left a note on your car. Why did you just hang up on me?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I saw that your number was... It came up on my phone now that it's from Denver, Colorado, but when I originally called, it said it was from, California, so I didn't recognize this number as being that same one. I'm really sorry. I was like... But anyway, okay. Thank you so much for leaving a note.
I kind of don't feel bad I hit your car now because you're kind of rude. But go on.
What?
Yeah, go on.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. I thought I get numbers that call me all the time, from solicitation, so I just wasn't sure.
Oh, what do you do for a work that you're getting solicitation from?
I'm sorry?
What kind of work do you do where people are soliciting you?
I'm just a student, but my number, I don't know, I just get random solicitations all the time from people.
Oh my God. It's you mean for sex? Like a prostitute or?
No, like just solicitors calling and being hi, would you make a donation or would you,
is that what they're calling it now, making a donation? That's kind of cool. I mean, it's a lot less illegal. So anyways, hey.
Ma'am, I'm not a prostitute.
No, you're a student. I heard that. Hey, I went to college once too. I get it. It's cool. You gotta eat. You gotta buy books. I'm not here to judge you.
Okay, well, I appreciate you for leaving a note on my car.
Thank you.
I would just like to go ahead and go through this, work this out. Thank you for leaving a note. The damage isn't super bad or anything like that, but yeah, I would love to get it repaired.
Okay, so did you have the damages assessed yet?
I haven't had a police officer come and assess the damage. I've just taken a few photos. I saw that there's on my back right bumper, there's just a little
grape, kind of the paint is scratched, and then there's a bit that's been like part of the fender has been like popped out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's all that I can see.
Right.
So I don't think it shouldn't be a super expensive repair or anything like that. This hasn't really happened to me before, but I was just talking to one of my parents, and they said that if this has happened to them in the past, usually they've just met the person at the like repair shop and the other person will pay for it. There's no need to like file anything under insurance unless that's something that you want to do. I just know that that might make your premiums, like in your insurance payments go up, and I don't want you to have to pay like a lot of money.
Your parents are basically teaching you how to commit insurance fraud. Oh my God.
No. I mean, I've had plenty of police officers like say that that's like totally fine. I mean, if you want to file it under insurance, that's absolutely up to you. It's going to make your costs go up. So how would you like to settle this? I would love to exchange insurance information with you if that's okay.
Okay.
Since we're going to file this under insurance now.
Okay. So you haven't had the damages assessed yet. Can you describe the damage for me?
So there is a scrape. Uh-huh. My paint is scratched on the back right, the rear bumper.
Yeah.
And part of my fender has kind of been popped out on the side a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I'm not going to pay for it. But I did want to leave a note and let you know that I was sorry I dinged it. And,
Sorry, so you're not going to pay for it?
I'm not going to pay for it.
Why are you not going to pay for it? You dinged it and it was parked.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why I dinged it. You remember how you told me people call and solicit from you earlier?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, well, guess what? Your number was on my husband's phone, and that's why I'm calling you.
My number has, there's no way my number has been on your husband's phone.
On my husband's phone.
When I told you that people called me and are solicitors, like, that doesn't mean that I am a sex worker or a prostitute.
Did you
people
put me on speaker?
People call me and they ask me for donations from Children's Hospital or random things like that. Ma'am, you dinged my car and have scraped the back of my car, and I really would like, I don't understand why you left your number on it if you aren't going to replace it. Also, yeah, I have no idea who you are. I have no idea who your husband is. I have not been in a relationship with anyone. So I'm not sure where this is coming from or what's going on. But if you ding my car, I would like you to pay for the repair because it was parked. I've done nothing wrong. I don't
know
who
you are. Can you take me off speaker, please?
No. Why should I?
Well, why am I on speaker?
My best friend is in the car, and I would like for her to hear this conversation so that I have, you know, a witness, because this is a bit ridiculous. That's a really rude and completely untrue accusation that you've accused me of.
Well, you know what? If your friend's going to be on, then I'm going to be on. I'm going to sit on here, and we're going to be on speaker together.
That's my husband that you spoke with.
And you know what? I'm going to say a lot of lewd things about your bodies.
That's my husband. You don't recognize his voice?
Who is this? What are you doing? Like,
look, the gig is up. The gig is up, honey. She knows. She knows about us.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. She
Who
cornered,
the hell are you?
She cornered me. She caught me in my lies, and she knows everything's out
name?
In the open.
What is your name? What is my name?
It's Roy, Rachel.
You don't even remember him? For real? How many men are you soliciting with?
I told you I met her off of that backpage.com.
I have this is the most insane thing I've ever heard.
She's one of those backpage prostitutes.
I bet your best friend knows. Well, she knows now. Honey, if
what
you're there.
Making up all these random accusations that don't even make sense.
Hey, you shut the fuck up, girl.
But if it takes her car, then that's what this conversation should be about.
Hey, your voice is irritating, so you shut the fuck up.
You dinged my marriage. How the hell do the two even compare?
Yeah, we're even now.
Oh.
That took a left turn.
Hey, how are you? I'm calling because you left a note on my car, and it said that you dinged it somewhere, so I mean, I didn't really see anything, but I was just trying to see where you dinged it. So if you want to give me a call back, 248.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy. I left that note on your window.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was me. I'm the one that accidentally I dropped your car.
What?
I'm the one that accidentally dropped your car.
What do you mean you dropped it?
I dropped it. I was exercising my brand new telekinetic abilities, and I lifted my car.
Yeah.
I lifted your car with my mind, and I tried to lower it softly, but I got startled by a mosquito or something, and I dropped it.
The fuck you talking about? You're fucking weird as fuck.
No, I'm not weird, sir. I happen to have telekinetic abilities. You don't have to treat me like that just because you're jealous of them. Let me try them right back. That was an idea from Ben. It's in the idea list.
Hey,
what'd you hang up on me for?
Huh?
What'd you hang up on me for? Hello?
I could care less, to be honest with you. I don't care that you scratched or whatever, hit it.
Oh, why'd you call then?
Well, because I just wanted to see where you hit it.
Oh, no, it's more like...
You put a ding in it.
Well, it's more like I dropped it. So, you know, that was hard on the shocks and the whole car in general. I dropped it from about 6 inches off the ground.
All right, well, I mean, that's all right. You know, I got plenty of money. I could go buy a new one if I wanted to.
That's true. Yeah, I can tell by the kind of car you drive that you have tons of money.
All right, have a good day. Don't lift too much stuff with your mind, all right?
Oh, no, I'll try not to. It's hard, you know. You got this ability. You want to get out there and use it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, don't. Birmingham is not the place to do it, though.
Why not? Why do you think?
Because if people got too much money, they'll fuck your mind up.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all, you fucking idiot.
Suck my dick.
You got me there. He wins.
Yes. Is this Roy? I'm calling. You left a note on my car. I drive a Tesla. Could you please call me back? 248. Thank you.
All right. She drives a Tesla.
Hello.
Hi. This is Roy. I left a note on your Tesla.
Yes.
And, yeah, yep, I'm the one that, you know, I did that thing with the battery. Sorry about that.
What did you do?
Well, I drive a Tesla, too. I have the Model S, but the batteries are compatible. So, you know, mine was out of charge, so I opened yours up and I took all your batteries out and I switched them with mine, since you were on the charger.
I was on the charger?
Well, no, I don't think you were on the charger, but no, I swapped our batteries out because I needed a full charge.
Did you call me the other day?
No, this is my first call to you.
Somebody else called me about it.
Oh, what'd they say? It's probably XYZ.
Something's very strange about this. I can't figure out what you guys are doing.
We're not doing anything. What did the person before say? Because I have this weird problem. With, it's this guy, he's always impersonating me, so he may have gotten to you first, but I'm the real Roy. I'm the real one.
How'd you get my number?
You left a message on my voicemail.
Well, somebody else called me on that same message.
What did they say?
That they were Roy.
What was the scenario that they gave?
No, it wasn't very nice.
Was it wacky, or was it just, lewd.
Wacky. Are you the same person or not?
No, that definitely wasn't me. This is the first time I've called. I just got the message. There's this guy. He pretends to be me, and I don't know. I don't know how he got your number. I think he hacked my voicemail. What did he say?
Very fishy about this.
I think he was trying to just smear my name or something. What did he say to you? Was it really bad?
I'm not going to go into it.
Why not?
But, listen, there's something very strange. I'm not going to go into it. And you couldn't have used my battery.
No, I swapped the batteries. You know how the entire bottom is just a bunch of batteries? I lifted the car up, and I removed the battery pack, and I put it into my car.
Mm-hmm. And what did you leave me with?
With my old batteries. But they're mm-hmm. they're newer than yours. I've got the latest model Tesla. So they're better batteries. You're going to notice that you're... So that was the end of that one. She hung up on me, and I guess Carlito got through to her. I don't think it was XYZ, but somebody got through to her. Maybe it was the Party Time show. I'm not really sure. I don't remember anyone talking to that lady. Maybe it happened when I stepped away from listening to the show for a while. She was definitely confused, though. She's trying to figure out how the scam works.
Hey, RBCP. It's the Duelist.
Hello.
I like to listen to your show while I mow. I'm mowing right now.
That's love great.
The show. Keep it up.
Everyone should listen to the snowplow show while they mow the lawn. Or especially if you're snowplowing your sidewalk or something, obviously. But while you're mowing the lawn, that's pretty cool, too.
Hey, Brad. It's 1 in the morning. Can't really sleep, and it got me thinking about the PLA logo.
I could sing a lullaby.
And you need to call it the P-Bell-A.
Whoa. Mind blown.
I'm being serious. That's what you should change the name to. Alright, good night, Brad.
Good night.
Hey, motherfucker. Came up with a new money-making scheme for you.
Ah, great.
I know that you're trying to get people on your Patreon. I don't really know what's going on with Thinktember this year, but you should make Thinktember exclusive to your Patreon supporters.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
people are going to hate me
Fuck
for that.
Fuck everyone else.
I'm not even a Patreon supporter. I'm not even sorry about that.
Wow.
But
you're
I might
fucking
be
yourself over, aren't you?
That would actually make me sign up. So, yeah. And then an idea for Thinktember.
You know, everyone, there have been some carding calls on the Patreon, on the Hobosodes, and only the supporters of the show have gotten to hear some of these carding calls this year. So you should sign up. See, you're missing out.
Tell somebody that you pissed your pants. And you got into their car to change your pants, but you got piss all over their seats.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Have a good one, Roy.
Thanks. Hi, Will.
Hey, Brad. It's Will.
Hey, Will.
Checking in on you.
Oh,
anyway,
thanks.
I just got a... I was recently watching one of your radio mobs. You were prank calling this radio station about maybe like 2013, 2014, I think.
Yup.
I checked on it. Anyway, I kind of lost it when you said, I have two propane tanks filled with Pepsi. I thought that was fucking hilarious. Anyway, I just want to know, when's the next radio mob, man? I'd love to join in and cause all the bullshit fuckery if possible. Anyway, man, keep up the good work, man. Appreciate it. See ya.
Yep. We've been talking about that. We need to do a radio mob soon. It's been a while.
Hey, Brad. It's Chili Bomber, first-time caller. I just wanted to make sure you got the design I got Banksy to create for Steve Dave. It was only about $1,000.
Oh, nice.
So don't worry about that.
Bargain.
Anyways, love
Thanks.
The show. Here is my granny to say goodbye to you.
Okay. So long.
Okay, that was his granny. Totally fucking up the goodbye. Way to go, granny.
Hey, Brad. It's that guy again.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I'm sitting here listening to I'm a little behind on your shows. I love them, by the way, but listen to the show where you were calling the apartments, about the, and telling them the perpetual motion machine and selling electricity back to the grid.
That was real, by the way.
I really wish
that was based on real events.
I could have sent this earlier, but when they say you can't change anything on their apartments,
that's what they said to Thomas Edison. God damn it.
You should remind them that
they
don't
remind them of.
Own the meter. The electric company owns the meter, so
oh,
you can
true.
Do whatever you and the electric company decide to do with that meter.
That's right.
So please
Didn't
mark
that.
That down for future reference. But
I'll do that.
But yeah, the apartment company does not own that meter.
Okay, now you're repeating yourself. I'm going to stop the voicemail. We're going to listen to Crimson instead. Here, let me turn down the volume a little bit.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
That was better.
So my anarchy, you know, that I was trying to ensue with the drug stories, that didn't work. You're right. I'm a failure.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness,
I've already forgotten what you're talking about.
I wanted to share a couple like other things that I thought other people that like your show might enjoy. As far as comedy goes, I know everybody probably knows Ed Bassmaster. I know you're a fan, Brad, because you've referenced him several times.
I wouldn't
He's
say
great.
A fan.
Look up Ed Bassmaster on YouTube. There's another popular channel called JSTU, J-S-E-U.
Yep, everyone go look at that.
Great pranks and stuff. There's another one called Wow, L-A-H-W-F. Oh, God, I hope I got that right. And then
this is like that book by Jonathan Harchick, the very best of YouTube, one of Jonathan's best sellers.
Ali G, old episodes of the Ali G
okay,
show.
Thanks, Crimson, for sending us a bunch of YouTube links. over the voicemail. I'm sure everyone's going to go to those.
Hey, RBCP.
Hey.
It's Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, hey, Mr. Potato Head.
You're always talking about Twitch TV.
Am I?
I guess you play Grand Theft Auto 9 or whatever it was.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
On Twitch TV.
No,
but my bunny rabbit passed away back in June, and his name is Twitch.
Aww.
So whenever you bring up Twitch TV, it traumatizes me.
Oh,
so,
no.
Could you not? Could you call it something else?
Okay, you guys. I'm sorry, I can't do Twitch anymore. Everyone please go over to twitch.tv/phonelosers and unsubscribe. I won't be doing Twitch anymore. No more Twitch shows, because it makes this guy sad. We can't have that. So I'm going to stop playing voicemails now. It's getting pretty late, and I still have to edit all this together. I want to try and make sure I get this done before tomorrow, but I probably won't make it. If you're upset that this is a short show, you can blame Toiny Toiny. That's the sponsor of today's show. Over on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks, Toiny Toiny, and also thanks new Patreon people like Noah and Trevor M, Rob T. Firefly, Ian B, and Maruki. Those people have all signed up on the Patreon lately at patreon.com/phonelosers. So thanks, guys. Your support really helps out around here. I'm ending today's show with a song by Ruprecht the Monkey Boy. This is Come Monday. I haven't figured out yet why I like this one so much.
Headed up to Roy, New Mexico for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on, I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Roy Coe. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight. Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts in 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight. I can't help it, honey, baby, sweet tits. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night Reba McEntire got caught and she laughed out loud. PLA. La 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 la. I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Ding Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Cactus? Don't tell me that you're gonna call me and tell me MF.